I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Revolution winds are blowing wildly in the Middle East and North Africa. The political unrest coupled with an uncertain faith is a recipe for changed hearts. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says Muslims are looking for truth.
With the internet, with globalization, with people traveling, with the news, they're finding that Islam is not a system that's working. Islam is not a religion that answers the hope for the future and eternity. So they've been seeking.
Providing a New Testament is transforming lives. Text CP to 20222 to provide $10 for their work. Next, when Christian mother Asha Bibi was sentenced to death for allegedly insulting Islam, international rage was stirred. Pakistan's government responded by letting Bibi appeal and vowing to look over the law, which has been historically abused. Voice of the Martyrs Canada, however, says Pakistan's prime minister recently announced that the country will not be changing the law. That likely means continued persecution. Pray the gospel will move forward anyway. And did you know that 21 million people in the United States speak limited or no English? As a result, there's a high need for people to teach English as a second language. Michael Pasquale of Cornerstone University is doing the training.
This will be the 10th annual ESL Ministry Conference at Cornerstone. It will be on April 2nd. And as we've done in the past, we have different workshop groups for teaching, knowing not learning how to teach, but also how to do ministry effectively.
Early bird registration is available. More details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. You'll get a chance to choose either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.